You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goal.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Jeremy, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who's all right, up first? Meet the players. The boys are going first today.
All right.
So we're going to start with old Edward. Edward, welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Listen, the guys have a chance to win the month because they're out to a lead. You can build on the lead, or you can open the door and let the ladies right back into this game in June. So there's a lot of pressure on you, my friend.
Well, I ain't opening no door. We're going to win.
All right, Edward.
The boys are going to win.
All right. It's a mighty bold statement, sir.
It's got some fight and talk, so let's see.
I'm putting down the gauntlet.
All right. Good enough. That's what we're looking for. We want competitors. You're going up against Leah. Leah's going to try to stop you right in your tracks. Hi, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
So Edward's already trash-talking, so I hope you're ready for him.
I hope he's ready for me.
That a girl. This is exactly
you're
what
going
you
down,
want.
Leah.
Oh, my gosh. Now it's getting ugly here.
Now you can ratchet it back just a little.
Come on, Edward.
Ratchet it back.
Just a little. All right. So here's the way this game works. I'm going to ask Edward some questions that ladies are more likely to know. Jeremy has produced some questions for Leah that dudes are a bit more likely to know. Best out of three will win and be headed off to Target to do a little bit of shopping. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. We also alternate who goes first. Today, it is the boys. Edward, are you ready? Sounds like you are.
I'm ready.
Please tell me this. What cooking and entertaining maven, expert, if you will, once did jail time for a suspicious stock sale? Who was that cooking and entertaining expert?
Oh, that's easy. Martha Stewart.
Look at Edward coming in hot.
Right. You know what? I have a feeling that when she went off and did prison time, I think it actually gained her more fans.
She got street cred now.
Yeah, she kind of, like, look, she does that whole show with Snoop now. So, all right, over to Leah.
Leah, there are two male country superstars that recently released a song together called Dive Bar. Please name those two country superstars.
I'm going to have to guess because I don't listen to one.
Hurry.
Okay. Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan. Bryan.
No. You got one of them. It was Blake Shelton and Garth Brooks.
Oh, man. I
heard. That's funny. When it comes to country music, people always have to point that out. I don't ever listen to country.
I know nothing about it. I know Blake Shelton because of the voice, and that's about it. And all girls right. think the other guy's hot.
Well,
I know.
Right. All right.
Okay, moving along.
Leah,
have you ever listened to country music?
No, Jeremy, stop it.
You hate it. Not even for 1 second. You don't.
Not even for one second.
Leah, I'm with you when it comes to feelings about country music. I mean, if people like it, good for them, power to them. It just personally doesn't work for me. And we used to have a sister station that was a country station. Bless our hearts. Wonderful people that work there. I love the people. But every time, you know, every 20 minutes in the hallways, the monitors would switch over and it would be the country station. I would just be like, oh.
And I'd be like, turn it up.
Oh.
What do you listen to, Leah?
You guys.
Aww. Oh, you're the sweetest.
I listen to pretty much everything but country, to be honest.
All right. Not even fair 1 second of it.
Whatever. No.
Edward, you still there?
Yes.
You like country?
Yeah, I like everything.
All right.
He likes everything. I like artist B.W. Stevenson, who once said, I don't know any country songs, but if you give me 10 minutes, I'll write 4 or 5 of them.
Leah, give us a ba-dum.
All right, here we go, Edward. Your second question. In the first Sex and the City movie, Big proposed to Carrie, but not with a ring, with a what?
A flower.
A flower.
Oh, that's pretty. A puppy.
That's sweet, but it's not correct. No, he proposed with a pair of shoes, the Manolo Blahniks. That's Carrie's thing, so he gave her a pair of shoes. Don't you know? You can tie it up here, Leah.
Leah, I've been doing a lot of landscaping in my backyard, and I've been using a tool called a mattock. Now, a mattock is primarily used for three things. Give me one of them.
I don't know.
Hurry.
What happened to your phone?
My phone?
What's your answer?
I said I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The three things
are... We lost your phone there for a second.
Digging, prying, and chopping.
Mm. What is this thing called?
A mattock. Look it up. You'll recognize it. It's like a hand tool. It's similar to a pickaxe. It's got like an axe on one side that's vertical and an axe on the other side that's horizontal. And you'd know it when you see it.
Fair enough. Here's what happens, Edward. If you get this, you win the game. If not, then Leah will have one more chance to send it to overtime, okay?
I'm ready.
What is a product called Juvederm most commonly used for? I'll take one of two answers. Juvederm, what's that most commonly used for?
Wrinkles.
Well, yeah, you know what? I will accept that reducing wrinkles is one of them. This man is a winner! The other one is as a lip filler, don't you know?
Oh, Leah,
bless your heart.
I wouldn't have even known what Juvederm was.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, I heard a lot of country music stars use it, so...
You never used it, not even for 1 second.
Nope. Not even for 1 second, Jeremy.
Listen, Edward talked trash, and then he backed it up. Leah, you have to take some medicine. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Boys rule.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, they rule.
Sorry,
today,
Leah.
My friend.
Too
you
bad,
job,
Leah.
Edward. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Leah, you as well. Thank you for playing. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Edward, way to back up your trash talking, my friend. You've got a gift card to Target, and you put the boys up for the month 3-0. That's a strong lead.
Yes, it is.
You stand by, and Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your prize. All right, my friend?
Okay, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
All right.
What's gotten into the guys this month?
Not too shabby.